Oochie Wally Wally, Oochie Bang Bang. Oh yeah, what's your name?
You are. We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop.
Everybody, I'm your host Karen Ashley, and you know I've got the best team in town. We are Unscripted Radio. I have got Jeffrey Emmett in the house. Jeffrey, how are you?
Hey.
We've got an exciting show. We also have Michael Fishman in the house. Mikey, where are you?
Is he here? We lost him for a second, but he's back.
Oh.
He's here.
He's back, Michael Fishman. Hey, how are you, love?
I'm good.
I'm great. It's like technical difficulties all around. We've got a very exciting show today, guys. At the top of our show, as we have promised, I mean, it's been an exciting time, but we have got one of my dearest friends, one of my nearest and dearest, Power Ranger alums. We have got Nakia Burris on the show tonight. Miss Nakia, how are you?
Oh, I am wonderful, Miss Beyonce, Karen Ashley.
Oh, my goodness. For those of you who don't know, Nakia and I, we go way back. Obviously, she came on the show when I left the show, and I got to meet her, and we became fast friends, and she's such a beautiful person. But we have nicknamed each other Beyonce because we, in our minds, really believe that we are as fabulous as Beyonce. And can't nobody tell us different.
We can dream. We can dream. That's what we do.
I know. I know. And I'm like going to go get on the treadmill. Really get off the stage to get so much of a
You and I both, Karen. You and I both.
I know. Right. But we are so happy to have you on the show because we know that Miss Nakia, she stays busy. She was Tanya on the Power Rangers, but you had such an amazing career since then. I mean, tell some of the people out there, our listeners love the Power Rangers, but they also need to know, like, some of the things to look out for because you've done other things.
Yeah, I mean, God has been very, very kind. I have a couple of commercials that are airing right now. I have a web series that's on through Mattel, and we're working on a new web series called No Nerds Here that should be coming out in the next couple of months. And I'm working on that with two other former Power Rangers, Jessica Ray and Jason Font. And then I partnered up with a dear friend of mine named Kathy Hernandez, and we started a Christian T-shirt line called Eternally His Design. So we've been working fearlessly on that. Yeah, and actually we brought a lot of them to the Power Morphicon, and we were just blown away at all of the great responses that we had and all the shirts that sold, so we were just really excited about it.
Right. Now, so, you're a girl after my own heart. Oh, go ahead, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Does the clothing line come in big girl size?
Yes, we go up to, some of our shirts go up to 3X and some of them go up to 4X, so yes.
Oh, all right,
we are definitely catering to everybody.
Equal opportunity clothing, I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. You are a girl after my own heart because you are an entrepreneur. How was that? Because I know it's one thing, like, we grew up in acting, we grew up performing, that's kind of like second nature, but you kind of ventured out and you're doing this new business and you're producing and doing all kinds of good stuff. How is that? How did you take the leap?
Well, you know what? The interesting thing is acting is not guaranteed. You get to, you know, you're characterized as one thing. Acting is not a guarantee. If I were to get into a car accident tomorrow, I would not be able to audition for the same roles that I would have been able to audition for a week ago. You know, your body changes, everything changes, and sometimes you get roles based on the way that you look. Sometimes the way that you act and so forth. So I wanted something to fall back on, and then, you know, there was just one day where I just felt a burden for those that may not know the love of God and those
right.
that live for today and don't think about what's going to happen tomorrow. And so that's how eternally his design came about. You know, I was thinking one day and then I was talking to my business partner, Cassie, and I said, you know, I would love for people to know that God exists, number one. Number two, that we are only guaranteed to be on this earth for the minute that we're there. And tomorrow's
right.
not guaranteed. So we have to think about our eternal goals, our eternity. And so that's where eternally his design came from. And we're hoping that our shirts will uplift, inspire, and have people think about their eternity just from some of the sayings that we have on our shirt. That's what our goal is. And just to know, let everybody know that it's, yes, it is a Christian t-shirt line, but it's for everybody. And
right.
and it's not just for Christians. It's not just for non-Christians. I mean, it's for everybody. So I wanted
right.
to get that out there as well. Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I know I'm online at MorphaCon. I've got my t-shirt.
Yes,
I
you
had
did.
To support you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. So being at a convention like MorphaCon where you kind of, you know, unveiled this amazing clothing line, you said, you know, people were really into it. What were some of the things that people, you know, shared with you as far as, like, seeing the actual design?
Well, I had many people asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Not only of me, but also of Kathy. Like when I was in a panel, they would ask, you know, how did we come up with this concept? They would say, oh my goodness, Nikki, I didn't know you were a Christian. Oh, God bless you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. I'm going to support you. And those that wanted to share the
mm-hmm.
word as well with other people. And so some of them that bought their shirts, they put them on immediately and was sporting it. So I took a couple of pictures. I was like, thank you so much. That was,
that's
it was
awesome.
Just an incredible feeling. Yeah, Paramorphicon was awesome this year.
Yeah.
Wasn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
my goodness.
So amazing.
All the, yeah,
it was amazing. That was the first time that Jeff had gone. Was that the first time you'd gone to a convention, Jeff?
Yeah, I've never, nope, nothing. So that was my
thing.
So how did you feel about it?
How did you feel about it, Jeffrey?
You know, I have to say, like, I kind of had an image in my head of what it was going to be like. And it actually turned out to be this. I thought it was pretty amazing to see all these people that have watched this show for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they still love you. I mean, you know, like, my
mm-hmm.
favorite part, though, was, like, the parents would come up with their little kids. And the parents like, oh, you want me to take a picture with your kid? No, it's for daddy. Like, that was my favorite part, you know? And, like, the wife sitting there rolling her eyes like, oh, really? You know, like, it's amazing to see people, like, they just love something so much and they're still into it after all this time. It's kind
right.
of amazing.
Right.
It's sweet.
Yes. What's kind of fun about our show, Nikki, I don't know if you know this, but Michael Fishman, he used to be on Roseanne, he played DJ, and then Katrina Johnson was on All That, and she was part of the first cast of All That and on Nickelodeon,
oh.
so you did there. So it's like we're kind of all the former child stars, and we're all unscripted, and we're all, like, crazy, but it makes for a good dynamic because we've, like, it's almost like we've lived such a long life. For, you
right.
know, none of us are old, but it's like we've all lived such a long life because we started so young, you know. Right?
Except for me, who needs a pay raise, but not with all your Hollywood asses.
Right. Poor Jeffrey, he came up with the idea, and he was smart enough to, like, find us and contact us and talk us into doing a radio show with him, and here he's stuck with us now.
That's great.
If
See,
I would have known.
See, that's it. So we all have something to fall back on, thank the Lord.
Exactly.
You know, when
exactly.
it comes to acting, you know, we have, God has instilled in us, you know, different gifts and talents, and it's not just acting, but just,
absolutely.
You know, being creative. And this show is amazing. It's absolutely
thank
amazing.
You.
God bless you guys. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. So tell them how they can find this t-shirt line, because it's not a t-shirt, excuse me, this clothing line, because there's hats, t-shirts, I mean, there's all kinds of things. How can they find it?
Well, our website is eternallyhisdesign.com. That, again, is eternallyhisdesign.com. And we also have a page attached to my Facebook, Nikia Baris,
mm-hmm.
and it's also called Eternally His Design. And we're going to be putting up an app where we're going to be selling some T-shirts through our page as well. But right now you can go to eternallyhisdesign.com, and we have hats and we have tees. We have tees from toddlers all the way up through adults, 3X, and we're going to have some 4X as well. We have new designs that should be coming out probably next week in addition to the designs that we have right now. We have some rhinestones for those that like the bling bling.
I got a bling bling on my shirt.
Yes. Oh, you did. You did. And we have some shirts that have scripture on the back and some that don't have scripture on the back. But, you know, they're stylish, and that's one of the things that I went to a convention this past weekend. And one of the guys had, I told him about my website, and he, by the end of the day, had already gone to it and shot me an email and just said, wow, you have some incredible shirts. Normally when I see, like, some Christian attire shirts, they're kind of, you know, a little hokey or something like that, but yours are,
right,
are stylish. I was like, thank you, my man. So, yeah. That was encouraging.
Very cool. Very cool.
And I just
want to
let everybody know, before we move on,
yes,
we have a lot of guests in the chat room. And James graciously put up the link to Nakia's website. So click on the link and go buy lots of clothes.
Can I just say this one thing? A portion of our proceeds does go to help out nonprofit organizations. It's going back to the community, to churches, and to Dream Center. We've worked at the Dream Center, Kathy and myself, but a portion of our proceeds goes back to the community. So just know that you're also helping out them as well.
Awesome. So who's coming up with the design? We should take some calls, but before we get to that, I mean, who's coming up with the design? You said you have new designs. Did you design a lot of these yourself?
Yeah, Kathy and I are designing them all.
Wow.
We design them all. We're not artists, but we sketch them up, and we have a graphic designer that puts them into Photoshop for us, and we ship it on over to the silk screener who does it for us. But yeah, these are our designs that we've drawn.
Wow, that's really cool. Like, that's the thing. I think what this tells me and what it shows me is that, you know, you can't limit yourself. Like, you kind of have to always have, I always tell people, you always have to have a hustle, especially if you're an actor, because it's like the gigs, you're going to get more no's than yeses in your acting life, you know, and you can be very blessed to be on a hit show, and you may have a long career, you may have an up and down, peaks and valleys type career, and most people have the peaks and valleys, so you got to always have something to really fall back on.
Absolutely.
But I definitely want the audience to talk to you because I know they were so excited that you were coming on the show. So if you want to talk to Nakia, be sure and call in and get your question. We're going to try to get through as many questions. She unfortunately cannot be on the show the entire time. She has to go to Bible study. So she's got to go and pray for all of us.
She's actually at my house. So
I need a few extra. So if you could send a few extra my way, I would appreciate it.
I sure will, Jeffrey.
Now, we're going to try to get in as many calls and as many questions, so please ask one question, guys. Do we have anybody waiting, Jeff?
Oh, we have quite a few. We do. Okay, we've got LaShawna.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Nakia.
Hi, how are you, LaShawna?
I'm very good. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you, and my one question is,
what was
it like to work with Johnny Youngbush in Turbo?
Oh, I had a great time with Johnny. We had some really fun times, and I'm sure Karen could attest to that as well because she also worked with him. But we had a ball. We had a lot of laughs, I could say that. Yeah, he's a joy to work with. I have nothing I don't have anything negative to say about any of my cast, but he was awesome, very awesome to work
with.
Awesome. Right, wow.
Thank you for calling in, LaShawna. You're always such a great supporter of the show. We love you.
She is awesome. Okay, we've got Heather Ray.
Heather.
Hello.
Hi,
Hi. I just want to tell Nakia that you really rocked in Power Rangers, and I love your clothing line.
Oh, thank you so much.
You rock, girl.
Don't make me weep over here. Thank you so much, Heather Ray. I truly appreciate that. Thank you so much for your support.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. What was your favorite moment in Power Rangers?
I had a lot of favorite moments, but I think that when I received the call that I booked the role, I was screaming. And the first day that I walked on the set and just saw, like, this just, oh, my goodness, I'm walking onto a television show. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I remember standing there in the command center in awe. I was nervous, of course. But I remember standing there in awe my very first day. So I would say the moment that I received the call that I booked the show and my first day on set, I just wanted to do right because I wanted to keep my job.
That sounds so awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, we've got Brianna.
Hello.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi. My question is, and I usually try and ask everybody at some point, is taking acting classes good for getting over stuttering?
I think it would be extremely helpful because then you get a chance to stand up in front of other people as well, and maybe that fear factor. I had a cousin that used to stutter a lot, and I think just taking charge and maybe being in front of other people and practicing will maybe get you over that. I don't see how it could hurt at all. I would do it. Yeah.
I would
too. Can I ask a quick question? I think we talked via Twitter, if I remember correctly, and you mentioned that the stuttering gets worse in front of other people. Is that right?
Bree?
Is this Brianna?
It actually was worse when I was younger, but it has gotten better since I had gotten away from certain people.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe you should stay away from those people.
Yeah. But tell Michael what you think, because I'm sure you have an idea.
Well, no, I just, you know, it's interesting because sometimes people get anxiety around people, and I think acting class is good for that, too. I mean, because you're forced
to
get up in front of people that you don't necessarily know early on who kind of become your peers. And so it kind of it eases you into that communication in front of people that you didn't know initially.
Right. And then, you know what, Brie, what it will do is, like, when you're in certain scenes call for really extreme emotion, like especially if you had to be sad or you had to be hurt or nervous or, you know, so those scenes, you know, really make you tap into your normal feelings, and I can't see how it would hurt either. Like, I think it would help you.
For sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Brie.
Aww.
Wow, we're all some experts.
Okay. We've got Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I want to say I'm a very big fan of you on the Power Rangers. I grew up watching you, and I was just wondering, how old were you when you started Power Rangers?
Are you trying to date me, Robbie? Are you trying to make me old? Well, I'm really not kidding. When I booked Power Rangers, I was 21.
Really?
And I was, I was a junior in college at the time, and I was simultaneously filming and attending UCLA at the same time, and it was just God's grace that got me through graduation. And I only had to do for a quarter, 4 years and one quarter. So, yeah, I was a junior. I was a junior in college.
Wow. I don't know how you did the show and did UCLA, because I know what the work schedule for the show was, and it was ridiculous. So I don't even know how you figured that one out. Like, that's beyond me.
I didn't. I prayed. I promise you. And doors were opening, and I had tutors come into my house, and it was. I look back, and I still am in awe of how it happened, because like Karen said, we filmed from like 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, and so that was Monday through Friday, so you really didn't have time to go to class. So
no,
it worked out though. It definitely did.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was 21.
And you got your degree?
I did. I have my bachelor's.
Wow.
Theater.
See?
Theater, of course.
Of course. I love it. No, but that goes to show you, I mean, that's determination to get that degree because, you know, it's like working a 12-hour day sometimes, and then, like, we'd go to ADR, and, I mean,
yes.
It's just you're wasted, and to have to study, and I just couldn't even imagine. So,
yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have, okay, I think we can get through, we'll do two more. We have Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, good.
Do you have a question for Nakia?
Oh, yes, right. I do. Hey,
yes,
Nakia, how are you?
Hi.
How did you get inspired to do Power Rangers?
Well, you know, I'm originally from a small town, a small city named Stockton, California, and I started acting when I was young, but not professionally. I was just doing, like, theater and things like that. And so I knew that UCLA is where I wanted to go, so I knew that when I got into a big city that I could pursue my acting a little bit more. So once I got into Los Angeles, I got a manager, and my manager started sending me out on auditions, and eventually I got an agent, and I happened to get an audition for Power Rangers, and after 5 auditions, got in and ended up blessing me with a role.
Wow, 5 auditions? Oh, my goodness. I never knew that. That's a lot of freaking auditions. Sorry I put you through that, Nakia. I thought
you didn't know they were recasting your role.
I know. Of course, they were recast it while I was still on the show. Now they're really nice how they are.
Right.
That's a whole other show. Let's get to one more call because I know
okay.
You have to go.
Okay.
We've got
thank you,
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Karen. What's up, Karen?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. So how was your guys' Morphon experience this year?
How was I? Say that one more time. Is this Jeremy? My friend
yes,
Jeremy
it is.
That comes to the... Hi, Jeremy.
It is. I'm a...
You got
you
through,
said,
Jeremy.
Huh?
I said you got through. You were trying to get through last time Johnny was on the show. I'm so glad.
I know.
What's your question again? We could barely hear you. What the heck?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Laundry.
Okay.
Take
1 second break and ask your question one more time.
What was your guys' favorite Morphicon experience again this year?
Favorite Morphicon experience.
Hmm.
My favorite is always seeing everyone because we don't get to hang out the way that we want to. Like, if we could, we'd hang out all the time, but everybody's schedule's so crazy and so busy. So that's always my favorite experience is seeing everyone and being that close to the fans. It's very rare that you can really sit there and have a conversation and, you know, all the people I meet on Facebook, it's nice to meet them face-to-face. Like, I've met you so many times, so that's my experience.
You know, I would have to say it's very similar, very similar. Karen said, we don't get a chance to get together. We all have such busy lives with family and our jobs and careers and so forth. Getting an opportunity to actually sit down and have dinner or, you know, sit down and talk is just, it just speaks volumes. I had a great time doing that, and I think also meeting some of the Power Rangers from other series, from other seasons,
right.
Because I didn't get a chance to know all of the Power Rangers that were in, like, Wild Force and Time Force. So they were really, really great people. So to have that opportunity as well was really great. I always have to say I may become the hugging Power Ranger because I like to hug my fans. And I had people, they would just come up, and can I have a hug? And I'm like, sure, yes. But I think seeing as many people as I saw, the fans that have held on to the show for so many years, I would have to say out of everything, to be able to meet the fans that have basically allowed us to have a Power Morphicon, because if we didn't have fans that had supported it for 20 years, we wouldn't be able to have a Power Morphicon or go to any convention. So to be able to meet fans from England and from Singapore, and I've met people from Puerto Rico and Chicago, all over, was absolutely extraordinary to me. And I was like, give me a hug. You have traveled over the ocean to come here. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So this is the thing, guys. I know the audience, we've got a ton of Power Ranger fans that listen to the show. And as I've promised, and I've kept my promise, that you will have a Power Ranger every week come on to Unscripted Radio. We've got Nakia this week. We have on Monday, for those of you who don't know, who are just tuning in, we have Catherine Sutherland coming on for the first time on Monday. Yes, so it's very exciting. We're doing Countdown to Cat, because it's going to be, she's, you know, since our other cat, our other Katrina Johnson is in China, Cat's going to sit in with us the entire hour. And then I have another surprise, which actually, it involves you, Nakia. Do you want to tell them?
Yes. On Thursday, Jason Font and Jessica Ray and myself will be back on. We are shooting, and I kind of mentioned it in the very beginning, we're filming a new series called No Nerds Here, which is a mockumentary of life after Power Rangers and our experience in conventions. And we did film some of it at the Power Morphicon, and a lot of our fans got a chance to be a part of it. So in some of our filming, because we may film at some other cons and so forth, some of our fans may still have an opportunity to be a part of it. So please check out our page, No Nerds Here. It's on Facebook. Check us out, support. And then, you know, send little messages and so forth. You can find out about where we're filming. And if we're filming near you, you might have an opportunity to be a part of the show as well. So
ooh,
check us out next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday. So if you find their Facebook in the meantime, like their page, and then you call in on Thursday if you want to talk to Jessica Ray, Jason Font, or Miss Nakia Burris. We'll have her the whole show, so we won't be so, you know, we won't have anything else that's pressing. So we'll actually get to have a lot of fun with them, and No Nerds Here is going to take over Unscripted Radio. So we're very excited about that. But
thank you.
My darling Beyonce, thank you so much. You have a good Bible study.
I will. And I just want to reiterate to everyone that I am so grateful for all of you and thankful to have all of you. And please, you know, even if you decide not to buy a shirt, which I hope you do, we also have hats. Check out our website, eternallyhisdesign.com. Like our page on Facebook,
yes.
Eternally His Design. It's attached to Nakia Burris's Facebook. And I really haven't been promoting Twitter or anything like that, but feel free, because I'll be trying to send messages a little bit more often. And No Nerds Here as well. And thank you, Karen. Thank you, Jeffrey, so much for having me, and I look forward to speaking to you guys next week.
Absolutely. We will talk to you again soon. Bye, girly, and be sure and pray
Bye,
for
Chicky.
Us.
Bye, Chicky.
I will.
We need it.
Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Nakia, everybody. I don't know where the hat. I don't know where
the
applause is.
I don't know where the applause is. Yeah. I'll do the applause.
So I've got to tell you a little secret.
Yes.
Fishy and I have been texting, but I can't reveal the nature of our text. But I'm telling you, he brought up a great point. I think from now on, if we're texting each other during the show, we should totally figure out a way to have pop-up video. You remember that shit? On VH1?
Yes! Oh,
like,
my gosh, it'd be hilarious.
Like, I'm over here, like, trying to make him laugh, like, you know, like, because I'm an asshole, and I do it to you, too. Like, I, you know, I'm awful.
Get these random text messages during the show, and I'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, my phone went off, and I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's him.
It's me.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So, guys, how's your day been? It's been a crazy day for me. How about you guys?
Not bad.
So, I'll let Michael go.
I'm good. How about you?
I've been good. I knew that we had this interview today, so I was, like, you know, very excited to talk to my friend. But It's just been one of those crazy days. I always feel like when you have, like, a holiday, like, with, you know, Labor Day being on Monday, it's like, I feel like the rest of the week is crammed into the 4 days. So it's, like, hectic 4 days. I don't know. So it's been a crazy one. I'm moving tomorrow, and I will be on the show tomorrow. I don't know how I will be or what I will be talking about, but I will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, you are doing it?
Well,
okay.
I am. Yeah, I will do it. I'll totally do it. I'm going to be on the show. I know
I had
Katrina's
other plans.
Oh, you had it? Oh.
I thought we had that worked out. Never mind. It's fine. It's fine. If you want to go be yourself crazy.
If you don't need me, I will take a vacay and, like, you know, unpack a box or something.
Well, call me after the show real quick, and we'll chat about that.
I know, we're so professional. We're planning the show.
Yeah. Like, I know you've had a crazy day. I've had an insane day. Like, I've lost my little helper, so I have to actually do my job by myself. Which has been kind of a rude awakening for me. And I feel like the 2 days that I've worked have been like a month, and I'm ready for vacation again. So I haven't been able to, like, return phone calls, answer my phone, look at emails, nothing. Like, it's just been nonstop. And plus I had my, you know, my housekeeper, my grandmother was over here today cleaning, which just adds to the chaos. So I'm like,
Oh my. So this is the thing. Like, I was scouring the news and scouring newspapers today, and I came across the most interesting story. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a guy who is basically, he was convicted of murder, and he murdered his wife. Did you hear about this?
I circled this story for today, so it's perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad. See, we think alike. But this guy was convicted of murder, so feel free to chime in because I may get it wrong. But he was diagnosed of being, he's transgender, and he is in a male populated jail. He's incarcerated. He lives as a woman, and he was diagnosed for being, like, he's got that, where he's transgender, like, he basically was diagnosed, and he feels he should have been a woman, right? So this judge basically ruled on his case because he's been suing, he wanted to have he wanted to have a sex change, and he's been suing, you know, because they won't allow him to do it. They say it's very dangerous, and if he ever got the sex change,
is this the guy that keeps trying to cut off his own dick?
I don't think he's done that. No, I don't think he's done that.
Because there were two. Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, needless to say, this guy, they finally passed a ruling where he's going to be allowed to get a sex change. And guess who's paying for it? Taxpayers. We're supposed to pay for this sex change for him. Did I get the story right, Michael? Because I probably ruined it.
No, you did. You did. And I posted it on my Twitter for people who want a link to the story. And then... It's fascinating because the judge's name, it's U.S. District Judge Mark Wolf, and the guy's name, it was Robert Kasilik, and he was convicted of murder in 1990. So he first sued like 12 years ago, and then again 2 years later, and then he sued again in 2005. And he argued that the surgery for him is medically necessary.
Right.
It's a necessity.
Well, so
the judge called it his only adequate treatment for serious medical needs.
No, it's bullshit, because I remember reading about this now, and there was two cases, because there was one where the guy was trying to, like, he kept trying to saw off his own junk so they'd have to do it. And here's my thing. Like, I'm fine if you're in the wrong body, okay, I get it, and you want to be a he, she, whatever you want to change into, you want to be a her or him, whatever. That's your business. I don't mind. Okay. But here's my problem. I'm not fucking paying for it. You want to get your junk chopped off. You want to grow something to come out. Do it on your own dime. And second off, like, why? Is he going to be a lesbian? Because if he was going to become a woman, wouldn't he want to stay in the male prison? I mean, I don't get it.
But see, that's it, and that's one of the big problems is now the prison officials are trying to cite security risks because they don't know where to house him post-surgery.
Right.
And so
well, technically, legally,
to say,
he's a woman, so he'd have to go to the woman's prison.
Yes, except legally he didn't enter as a woman, so that creates
right.
a danger for all the other women.
Right. Like, he could hurt these, or, you know, I don't know. Like, and then this is the thing, he killed his wife. Like, this is my thought. Like, I'm like, this dude committed murder. Don't you lose your rights when you go to jail? Like,
right.
you don't get freedom. You don't, get to do what everybody else gets to do. You got to be in jail, and you got to be in this little cell. So I want to know how did he viciously murder his wife? Like, I'm so intrigued by this because I'm like, obviously this guy is crazy, and why are we listening to the crazy guy?
Well, I'm wondering
why did I get a sex change?
Did he kill his wife because of this?
Why did he pay for it?
Like, right.
Who knows?
Like,
who knows?
Like,
they didn't really give
you would think they would have to do some kind of thing, because obviously if he's a danger to women, you can't really lock him up with women. And if maybe he's got him an artificial vagina, okay, throw him to the prisoners. There'll be a lot of happy prisoners. Big deal. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, did he kill the wife because he was, like, he wanted to be a woman? Was that the reason? Like, he went nuts because he wanted him a vagina?
Right. No one knows. Like, they kind of just threw the story out there, and this is, like, it's so intriguing. Like, I need to know the backstory of the backstory, because I don't understand how this goes all the way back to the taxpayers, and we're fronting the bill for someone's sex change. Like,
well,
I don't know how that is ever, medically necessary.
Well, that's, his argument was that he has, that this way of living is so central to his personality disorder that he needs this in order to feel, for not having it is like a psychological continuing trauma.
Right.
Oh,
which
wow.
I'm not really buying, but more importantly,
right.
if he wants to do this, if he wants to, start a fund or get somebody on the outside to start him some kind of page.
Right,
start
an Indiegogo campaign. Get you a vagina.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
We did it twice.
I don't know, losemyjunk.com or something. I don't know, whatever he wants to do. But I don't want to pay for it. Like, the taxpayers didn't pay for it.
Well, wait, what state
is
he in?
Boston. So he's in Massachusetts,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lord Voldemort can pay for him because it ain't on our bank.
Lord Voldemort lives in Massachusetts.
Oh, wait a minute. In Massachusetts, don't they have free health care? So I don't think anybody's,
maybe, yeah.
But that's not health care. This is like an elective procedure. It's like a boob
well,
job.
Well, no.
You don't need a boob job to live.
Choice care.
Being the homo of the group, I've had a few friends in my life that, their body used to be of women's, but now their body is a part of the men folks. It gets kind of confusing.
Yeah.
And, my one friend, actually it was my friend that's in Vegas that I didn't actually get to see while we were there. But he used to be a she, and who was Laura, and then Laura became Leslie. And, I was kind of curious because I've never really, I knew of people, but I didn't know them well enough to be, straight ask them, all the questions you shouldn't ask.
Right, right.
Why did you feel the necessary to cut your breasts off? And why, but he didn't do the bottom surgery because there's a chance you couldn't orgasm. And he's like, why get all built up with nowhere to go? He's like, when they can figure it out, then I'll get there.
Right.
So he kept his vagina.
If they're going to do a sex change, why did he go from Laura to Leslie?
Well, I think, the thing was, it's like there is such a risk at it that you won't be able to orgasm. At that point, I kind of got it. What's the point? Like, they're going to wait.
I'm being superficial. Like, the name Leslie is still a girl name.
No, Wesley, not Leslie.
Oh, Wesley. Oh, Wesley. Oh, okay. I was like, Leslie, what the heck?
And I have to say, much hotter dude than ever was chick. Like, ugliest girl you've ever met. Hot dude.
That's horrible, Jeffrey.
This is still a minute. But here's my, so I, and like the thing is, the way that he explained it to me was he's like, imagine waking up every day and feeling you're in the wrong body. And, like, I mean, there was just such an in-depth conversation we had that really kind of opened my eyes to it, where I realized, okay, that would be horrible. Like, you know, it was, I mean, it is, I guess it's really a psychological issue. Like, it's a big thing.
It is. You know, in kind of a weird related story, I read, I think the person's name was Wachowski, the Wachowski brothers. He directed The Matrix.
Yes.
And his name was Larry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so he now lives as Lana. And
yeah.
It was really fascinating, but it was interesting because in his article, you kind of got more of the psychological aspect of it, because he said he always felt uncomfortable. He always felt awkward in his own body. He mentioned a story where, you know, he was told at one point in school to go line up, and there was girls and boys, and they had that moment where he just kind of stood there and everybody made fun of him, but he felt like he should be in one line, but he knew he was supposed to go in the other. And,
right.
I mean, I imagine, it's got to be horrible.
I think we didn't talk about this all that long ago, because remember there was a case on Dr. Oz where they had a lot of men that became women. And what I don't understand, now there's a lot of attractive ladies that become attractive men, but it seems to me that most of the men that become women are the ugliest bitches going. Like, I'm sorry, if I'm going to get my junk chopped off and I can't see in the snow anymore and write my name, I'm going to be attractive, and I'm going to wear makeup, and I'm going to wear heels, and I'm going to be girly. Like, they just look like Amazon women.
We did talk about this. But you know what's funny about that? This is where it doesn't make sense to me, because men who are drag queens are gorgeous, and they're like lambs.
Right.
But then,
and then you get
right,
a tranny who looks like a beast.
Right. And it's almost like, huh? Like it must be a different thing psychologically.
Well, now there's the whole thing. There's the between drag queen, which is like, to me, a drag queen is somebody that's campy, and they're like, you know, they're being outrageous and they're exaggerating being a woman.
Right.
You know, and then there's the female illusionist who is looking like a woman, pretending to be a woman. You know what I mean? So it's almost two different things. And it's very weird, because you're right. I've seen a lot of dudes that make beautiful women and confuse the hell out of some straight boys. I'm hoping we can pull it off with Fishy. But it's kind of crazy to me. You know, Jake had, do you remember the pregnant man that was on Oprah?
Yes.
And this really pissed in my Cheerios. Like, I was not happy with this. I'm like, you can't decide to be a man and then have a baby. Like, it's one or the other. You're double dipping, and I was pissed as shit. But he was on Jake's show, and he's a regular, so I think we should have him on the show. What do you think?
I think we should. I would love to talk to him, because my thought of that is like you said, he decided to become a man, and where did you come to the decision that you would be the one having the children? You know?
Right. Well, and now there's like kind of a messy divorce going on.
Yes.
And his wife
really
abused him, which, you know, and it was horrible because I'm like, Jake, let me at him. Because I've got a lot of issues with this. Like, okay, you want to be a dude, that's fine. But then to become illegally a dude so you can get married and do all that stuff, and then to be able and then carry children, no, that doesn't work for me. Like, no. That's where people get pissed off, and it makes too much controversy. And then you went on Oprah about it. Like, you should have just shut up. I got issues with it. Like, it's a big problem for me, and I wanted to rip him apart, and I was a good boy, and I didn't. I didn't say anything, because Jake would have killed me. But, so, I think we should have mom, because I got a lot of issues.
I'm not really personal about it. Like, I just kind of go, if somebody wants to have a child, then if you're going to be a good parent, have a child.
It's like all those stupid little gay boys that were, like, kissing at Chick-fil-A or in Chick-fil-A or in front of Chick-fil-A. You're giving the rest of the people – shut up, shit, bitch. You're giving all of us, the rest of us, a bad name, because you're being – that's why people have a problem with you, because you're wanting shit. Like, just sit back
thing.
And go about
if
your
you
life.
If you are who you are, why should you be secret about it?
Well,
that's
I'm not saying you have to be
secret
about it, but you don't need to be a blatant asshole. I don't want to see straight people kissing in front of Chick-fil-A, neither.
I don't care who kisses in front of where. You have a right to kiss wherever you want.
Absolutely.
I don't want to know what people do in their bedroom. It really doesn't matter to me what you do in public, for the most part, as long as you keep certain boundaries. But I don't care what anybody does in their bedroom. And trust me, there's lots of straight people. I don't want to know anything about the freaky shit they do.
Every little thing that you do should be between me and you, baby. So wait, speaking of freaky things, Fishman.
Yeah.
Did you do your homework?
Oh, no.
How many quarters?
Oh, we are not getting into that conversation.
I forgot.
Right now.
I completely forgot.
Oh, no. I saw a tweet he sent out, I think, last night after the show. He's like, do you seriously ask everybody that question? And I'm like, oh, God, I hope he's not going to quit because we're too racist. Like, uh-oh.
I know. It's all fine. We can't.
It takes a lot
of
Well, no, I wasn't kidding. I'm nosy as shit. I want to know.
This guy.
That's all right. I'm just going to become best friends with his wife, and then we'll talk about our men's sizes. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, you go for that angle.
Right, exactly. We'll get it out of her at some point. Wow. That is funny. So, I mean, yeah, we should have this guy on the show, because I'm surprised you're so, you know, offended by it, Jeffrey.
Pisses me off. Like, and especially
yeah.
for the people that are really, like, they feel like, okay, if you felt so much that you were a man, like, my friend in particular had a hysterectomy. Like, that shit was gone. Mm. There was no baby making nothing left. It was out. So
wow.
I have a real problem with that. Like, you're trying to double dip, and you want to be a man, but you're keep your parts and have a baby. Like, it's just, no, I'm not okay with that.
Wow.
Pick one.
Now,
what is
we're
going
to have to ask.
Yeah, go ahead. What are we going to have to ask?
No, go ahead. Well, I was just going to ask if they're taking the hormones.
You bitches. Okay, wait. Ready, Fishman? Go.
No, I just was asking if the person taking hormones, what the outcome of that would be on a baby.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, he had to stop taking them because, the testosterone. And here's what I think a lot of people don't know. It really fucks you up. I know from my one friend in particular, and then finding out more and more, like, and then when I watched the documentary with Chaz, Becoming Chaz or whatever, testosterone really changes who you are. Like, I knew Laura. Laura and Wesley are completely two different people. And everybody that knows him will tell you that. And, like, the sex drive was kind of out of this world. And Wesley kind of had a little moment where he would be in a hoe sleeping with boys and girls. Like, you just became a dude and you're a lesbian. Why are you sleeping with boys? Because you're so horny because of the testosterone? And it really, like, your anger level, and you're like, it's kind of scary. Like, it kind of freaks me out where it's like, are you sure you want to be on this for the rest of your life?
Wow. And that you have to take that the rest of their life?
Yeah. Because that's what's giving them, like, the manly features.
Yeah, otherwise your body will return to what would be
return
normal.
Return back.
Right. And I've got another friend who was a dude who used to be a body part to the men folks, but now he's got the women parts. And he's same way. He's on the, but then I don't know what happened to this fool. Got, like, fluorescent poodles on his shoulders and shit. I'm not really for certain what happened there. I think maybe there was some drugs involved. But that's one ignorant bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
He got his nuts chopped off, but I don't think he ever afforded the rest of the vagina because he spent it on those fluorescent poodles.
How do people afford this kind of stuff? Because I can't imagine that it's a cheap procedure.
No,
like,
and what kills me, it's usually the brokest bitches I know that have gotten it done. And you can, if you can go through, like, what this guy's doing, you can get the insurance to pay for it. But you've got to go, you have to go through a lot of psychological, what's it called?
Like, testing,
you know,
or just, like, evaluation.
Yeah,
that's
like, you have
crazy.
To go through.
There are people who die of the common cold because they don't have health care insurance.
Right.
But you can get your insurance to pay for a sex change?
You can.
That's crazy.
But I can get my chopper fixed, yeah.
Right.
In particular, my one friend, you know, you can
get. Can't get cancer treatment because the insurance doesn't cover it. And you're going to tell me they could potentially get a sex change?
Because
that's
here's the thing.
Crazy.
People are afraid because it's such a slippery slope. I think most insurances just don't want to get sued. You know, because it turns into a whole Mueller issue, and then it could end up going to the Supreme Court.
Well, judge trying to get the taxpayers to pay for this stupid change.
Yeah, it's kind of insane to me. Like, the whole thing is kind of, and I just don't understand it. Like, I mean, I relate better with women. I tend to think more like a woman, but I like my junk, and I'm going to keep it. Like, I've never wanted me a vagina. I would like to be sexy like a girl, but I don't want to be one. I don't like dressing in women's clothing. I still want to be a dude. I just, you know, I'm
Now, you did drag. Now, when you did drag, was it just because you liked the performance aspect and
I wanted to be on stage, and I kind of watched them, and I stepped back, and I was in awe, and everybody's, like, loving them. And it was, like, I think at that point in my life, like, it was the whole, like, mini fame thing, you know? You're on stage, everybody's eyes are on you, they all love you, blah, blah, blah. And I did it. The first time I did it, I truly was ashamed. Like, I kind of, like, I didn't want to walk out of the back room because it just didn't feel natural to me to be in women's clothing in public and not on Halloween. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. So it was really tough for me. Like, and I'm not sure. It took me almost till the end to really kind of get comfortable in it. When I got skinny and I could wear slutty stuff, like, then it was fun for me. And then I kind of embraced it, got a little bigger, and I started wearing the muumuus and the bug slippers, and, you know, I turned into the black lady. And that's when I really came into my own. But it was always very weird for me. It never felt right, you know? Like, it was always like, if
that
I got dressed
my
at home.
Question. If it was weird to you, why did you continue to do it?
Because I loved
was
the
it
rush
for the
of being
attention?
On stage.
Oh, okay.
And I
got
always
it.
Wanted to do stand-up, and I actually did it in drag. And it went over really well because I got to a point where it's like, it's not me. I'm playing a character. Like, Whoopi Cushion
right.
isn't Jeffrey. It's this other entity, and everybody knew it because the minute they said I started putting makeup on, I became the biggest bitch on the block. And that was kind of my thing. Like, I was a little,
right.
I can't use the word, but it was a see you next Tuesday, like, attitude. Like, I was just, you know, like,
That
like, it
is
just,
funny.
It comes out. Like, you're going to
see
Rick.
I get to see it. You and me, Michael.
But see, I had to dress in drag on Roseanne a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the first time you put on a dress is a really awkward thing, I think, for a male, just in general.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure.
You can't break some of that, like, some of the social conditioning, I think.
Right.
Is going to stick with you.
Yep.
You know? But then again, like, for me, It was part of work, and it was, you know, for me it was more important that the jokes were funny. Probably I would imagine it's the same way for you, Jeff. I mean, it became about the performance as opposed to the specific aspect of it.
Right.
Right.
That's exactly how it worked. And, you know, I can't stand when you go out and you go to a drag bar, and there's just some dude up there in girls' clothing, and they're just lip-syncing to a song. Like, that's not good for me. Like, it's boring. So I always tried to be entertaining or, you know, overly crazy or doing some crazy dance number, you know, and then as I got older and I couldn't really, you know, I was getting any weight. Like, now I could never go out there and dance like I used to. Like, my body just doesn't work the same way. So now I know, like, with what's coming up, like, now I've got to rely on the funny. I've got to go outrageous. I'm, like, debating now whether I'm going to shave my beard or not because there's actually a lot of queens that, like, go out, like, because it's, you know, I'm going out to be specifically campy. Like, crazy makeup, exaggerated, huge hair, which I love anyways. And I'm not wearing nobody's heels because I'm not sure unless they got steel supports in them that it's going to hold my fat ass. So.
Okay. The first thing I learned when I had to dress in drag is heels suck. I don't know why women would ever want to wear heels.
Now, see,
Those are miserable things.
This is where
I
the
love them. They make your legs skinny.
I loved them. I loved wearing them. That's the only part I liked about it was the shoes. And because there's so many. And yeah, they're so cute and they just make you look fantastic.
They do. They really are. I don't know what it is about a pair of heels. It really gives you that, like, you get that kind of, even if you don't consider yourself a sexy girl or a vixen, but you kind of get that vixen feel, especially when they're really high. And, you know, men look at you differently when you have heels on. They look at you way differently. Like, you could walk by a group of men, and you walk by them with heels on, and they just, like, I don't know what it is. It's like
the
you slither into
had,
the room.
Like, I had, like, the Julia Roberts boots, you know, that went above the knee and had the 6-inch heel, and there was no platform. Like, that was horrible. Like, I don't know how. Like, Dolly Parton, always. Any of the 80s movies she's in, she's got, like, a 6-inch heel. And there's no platform. So her foot's 6 inches up. Like, that's insane to me. Like, you can't even walk sexy in those. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, there's no need for that.
You gotta have the platform. It offsets the heel.
Yeah, like,
and it gives you balance. It
I always thought I was going to topple over. I couldn't bend my knees. I couldn't move my ankles because the boots were so tight. And then whoever designed them was a moron because they put the zippers on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I wore
them
one night.
You don't want to see these. You don't want to see the sleek. Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't
want to
see that.
No way in hell. Like, they catch. I wore them one night, paid like $350 for them, and gave them away. Like, I was just done.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you got a big foot, Jeffrey. How'd you find some heels in that size?
At the time, because I lost all that weight, by that time, when I started wearing stuff like that, my feet actually, I took a size smaller. So I could fit into like 10, 11. Now I'm back up to like 12, 13, which I didn't know your feet got smaller, but apparently my fat ass feet shrank because I was fitting smaller heels, which was fantastic. And I ordered a lot of it offline.
Okay.
If you go to like the stripper store, like Strippers Plus or whatever, they got them on all different sizes.
That's true. I need to go. For those of you listening, you got to go to Strippers Plus if you're looking for drag queen shoes. Only here on Unscripted Radio do you get tidbits such as that.
I'm
we
tripping.
We play at the first half of the show, and we talk sex changes on the second half.
Yeah, speaking of which, I need you to call our hair boy for my reality show, because I need a weave. I ain't got no hair.
I'm going to see him Friday. You know I'm doing the No Hate campaign, and I'm doing the photo shoot. Him and Chloe, who are Keone and Chloe, are going to be dolling me up for the shoot. And I'm going to be doing a no-hate shoot with, like, 17 other Power Rangers. Like, we're rolling them out, and we're all going to do a big group photo with Adam Buska, and then he's also going to do individual shots. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm anxious to see everyone, but also just to kind of see this photo that he's going to come up with. So I will let him know that you need a weave. But you got
to
come out here in order to get it.
No, you gotta mail it.
You want him to send you some clip-ins? Like,
no,
like
he gotta make me a wig. I want a wig that looks like that day when we had the photo shoot. When he put the bangs in, I want a weave like that, but I'll make it real big.
Like a blonde
long
one?
Luscious. What? No, when you had the clip-in for your hair look.
Bangs. Oh, right. He put some bangs on me. Yeah.
How it was so long and big, and you could style it 30 different ways from Sunday. I want something like that, long and luscious, so I can curl it and make it big and whip it up on top like Pamela Anderson. You know how you take the toothbrush in the back? Make it fabulous.
For sure. Okay.
Fishy, you're going to have to be my date.
I'm going to have to be your date?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Connie Patton on it, and I'm going to get my moo-moo.
You gotta be Whoopi Cushion's date.
Oh man, I'm telling you right now, these pictures are gonna end up everywhere, and people are gonna go, "Why is he with the moo-moo?"
Right. I just need to know, Michael, are you getting on stage with us and doing the number with us?
I don't know. Well, my warning was as long as I don't have to sing, because I can't sing. I could carry a tune if you gave me. Forget a bucket. I need like a backhoe and a dump truck and all kinds of help.
I don't think we're singing live. Are we singing live? I mean, we're doing lip singing, right? Because there's like me, you, Katrina maybe. Well, Katrina can't come to the benefit. But I don't think we're singing live because Jeffrey can't sing either.
Not at all.
And
no,
I'm
but we
not,
have to.
I'm not coming out of retirement.
We
so
have
I'm
to come up with a little
either.
Number. We have to come up with a number for the three of us to do. We could even do, I told him the other day, I was like, we could do Monica and Brandy, The Boy Is Mine. And
we
could
fight
over it.
We could fight over Michael Fishman. That's funny.
Or he could be the bad boy, and we could, like, do Enough Is Enough.
What is Enough Is Enough? What is this?
You know, it was with Donna Summer and, what's that blonde bitch's name with the big schnoz there? What's all the gays love her, but I don't. Barbara, is it Barbara?
Streisand.
Babs.
Barbara Streisand.
Her, yeah, her.
Right.
They did it. Or they, you know, we could do a little Whitney. Same script, different cast. Heartbreak Hotel. We could have Fishman play all kinds of roles.
All right.
Oh my God.
Michael Fish musicians you know sound to quit the show at that point. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Okay, so we've got 1 minute until the end of the show. Guys, thank you so much. We have to send a special thank you to Nikita Baris for coming on the show. Please support her clothing line. As you know, we will be having Catherine Sutherland on Monday, Countdown to Cat. And then now we're going to have Jessica Ray, Jason Font, and Nikita Baris. No Nerds Here will be taking over the show on Thursday. And I think tomorrow we may have a chick chat show. So, I mean, we are, I mean, it's like Unscripted Radio is just growing by the minute. So be sure to be on your Twitter, be on your Facebook, and stay tuned for more, right? Jeffrey, do you got anything, Michael?
James, if you're there, can you click us out? Because I lost it.
I'm
sorry, Cameron, go ahead.
I think that's it. I mean, I guess we need to take a little time to enjoy the radio. And if you want to get Stripper Hills, be sure and post pictures on our Facebook page and Twitter.
Fishy, I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm going to check our pictures into Perez.
Okay.